I am standing here with Carl Cassell, President and CEO of CHS, here at the 2012 Export Exchange, and he was our keynote speaker talking about the outlook for the future of renewable fuels and grains. Tell us a little bit about what you want attendees here to take home.
Well, I think the first thing you need to do is just take a step back and look at what the global demand for grains is going to be over the long term. And, you know, we've talked about 9 billion people on the planet. You know, that's going to require about a 50% increase in grain production. As importantly, you know, those 9 billion people are going to want to eat meat, which means another 50% increase in grain production to be able to feed livestock around the world. And I've seen nothing that says that that's probably not where we're going to be longer term. I just spent last week in China, got back Saturday, and I think the debate in China is whether their GDP grows at 6% or 8%, not whether it doesn't grow, which is a very different set of issues than we've got here. That said, we're coming off a tougher harvest than what we anticipated we were going to have in the States. That's going to create some volatility in supply and pricing. And I think, you know, if you're on the buy side, you're trying to figure out, you know, what your supply looks like and when you should buy and how much you should buy and where you should buy from. And if you're on the supply side like we are, it's, you know, where you're going to originate from in order to meet the needs of customers. And I think this is a great time for both suppliers and customers to get together and figure out what a continuity of supply chain looks like and actually plan the business a little bit. Because if you're purely relying on spot, there could be some challenging times, you know, throughout the year. We're actually seeing, you know, grain bid that would normally be destined to go out to the Pacific Northwest for export getting pulled across the Mississippi River in the United States for processing. And that's something that we haven't typically seen. So lots of opportunities over the long term. We're going to see increased volatility, particularly as we look at new grain production areas becoming a much more important part of global grain production. They tend to be drier. There's a lot more political instability in those areas, and so that's just going to lead to greater volatility, which then speaks to supply chain, risk management, strong customer relationships. That's the opportunity side of the challenge.
Let's talk specifically of the next fiscal year, 2013. What are, we know the future is bright, but tell us specifically what your thoughts on that are.
Well, I think if you look at the market signals, it's telling farmers that we probably want more corn acres in the United States coming off a bit of the short crop that we had this year. Farmers are very well capitalized, so, you know, I don't think that's going to be an issue in terms of getting the corn produced. I think probably the biggest physical challenge that we're going to have right now is, you know, typically we apply a lot of fertilizer for corn in the fall, and it was just so dry this year, we just didn't have the opportunity to do it. So that's going to put a lot more pressure on supply chains in the spring. Companies like ours that are, you know, suppliers of crop nutrients to farmers and cooperatives, they're probably going to have to lengthen supply chains, you know, get people to take positions or encourage them to take positions a little earlier than perhaps they would like. You know, if people are going to be totally reliant upon just in time, it might be just too late. And so I would encourage people to take a look at some earlier purchasing than historically they otherwise would, just to make sure they've got adequate supplies. What's happened is the capacity for farming to get work done has increased so dramatically in this country, it's difficult for the supply chains to keep up once farmers start. And so that's going to be, I think, probably the biggest physical challenge to get the crop in that we want. And, you know, I'm optimistic that we're going to get rain and snow, so we're going to have moisture for a good crop next year.
Well, I am definitely optimistic myself, too. Thank you, Carl. I am Jamie Johansson at the 2012 Export Exchange.